It seems like we live in a time when everything is changing. If we go back 33 years, there was no mobile phone. There was no internet. There was nothing going on. But what was going on in Soldotna was the very first St. Patrick's Day parade. And I think it was the first in the state and maybe the only one in the state. And here, 33 years later, I'm talking with the leprechaun himself, Mike Sweeney, who started the parade. And Mike, are we going to have a parade again this year?
We sure are, and it's going to be on a Sunday this year, March 17th, and it's going to be at 2 o'clock. Lineup is at 1:30, and it's just a great time.
We can go directly from church to the parade.
That's right, church, parade, shopping, and then go and have a Irish meal somewhere.
Well, Mike, you and I can remember the first parade. There were maybe a half a dozen of us. We went down the Spur Highway, and it wasn't long enough to even bother closing the road. And now we've got a parade that's like a Mardi Gras.
That is true. It's growing, but it's always been nice to go down the Spur Highway because it goes past my store, but it's where the businesses are, and I kind of miss that, but really, the location is very good for our local people in March, and the maintenance crew, Soldotna maintenance crew, has been very good at doing good jobs on the roads, and it should be in a week that.
You think it'll warm up a little bit?
Yes, it'll warm up. It'll warm up, but it's not going to be summer yet. No.
Well, we've had horses. We have had St. Paddy's Days when people were in their shorts, and it was warm and like 48, 50 degrees. We've had horses. We've had llamas. We've had the little miniature ponies. And what kind of parade are you anticipating this year, Mike?
Well, it should be growing. There's a lot of walkers have been mentioning that they're going to do that. But it's still February 29th, and we'll see what happens, but should be a great day. And
well, not February 29th. That was our leap year. What date is the parade?
Okay, March 17th. It's a Sunday, and
that'll be good for the kids to come, and the school classes, and of course, there's always a lot of candy on the side, right, Mike?
That's true, and it's probably good to pass it out and stuff. But anyway, I think a lot of the local people will show up, and the people that have worked it, that work till 5 or 6 o'clock, they'll be able to see the parade.
Now, we've always wanted to celebrate the Irish and appreciate the Sweeneys in our community, but also the reason you originally started this parade was for some economic development and growth, so we encourage people to shop locally on that Sunday, get your green whatever it is, and I imagine Sweeney's, the working man's store, will have some green Carhartts.
Oh, yeah, we'll have some green Carhartts.
Okay, remember to line up. There is no pre-registration, and there's no cost to be in the parade, right?
That is true. No problem. Just show up and line up and have a great time.
Get your car washed ahead of time.
Exactly.
Mike Sweeney has brought us a wonderful St. Patrick's Day parade for the last 33 years, and it promises to be a great day for the Irish this year as well. I'm Earl Sikorski, returning you to that wearing of the green sound of KSRM.